Welcome to everyone. Continuing from last evening and last evening he was describing that in this very, very quiet place, still like there are some currents, we can say, or some flow and only by spending time there, we like somehow kind of like a translator is developed who can really translate those flows to kind of in a language which mind can understand. So he was recommending like really spending time there. And then something something will come, something will happen. A translator, somehow we can say, that who can really translate those flows into like into some kind of language which mind can understand. And then dutam indrasya gacchanti antarikshe dadarsasa tam uvach mahabhaga surchis अप सरोवरा एंड से दिस सेइंग दैट ओनली कैन ऑफ समहाउ लाइक मैसेंजर ऑफ माइंड यू नो लाइक मे बी some part of mind which we say probably we call good mind. So that's what he's saying. She's saying that some part of mind, you know, which we can call good mind, can only, you know, be able to translate those flows and we can get familiar with. So saying like that, that's how it happens, that actually the word he is using, like, you know, in the kind of like a feeling will be as if life is a pond, and in this pond of life there are, you know, some currents going on, and those only by spending time there, by he's using messenger of the mind. Dut is like messenger, so means some part of the mind which we can call which is not affected by kind of like, you know, we can say like there is like mind, and slowly it becomes like my mind, and part which can be helpful there if my is out of, you know, out of it, and what is left is probably the mind or the you know, like if like generally, like I want, you know, things to be my way. You know, I really want kind of like many times, you know, you walk by a lake and suddenly like wind blows, and we translate, ah, you know, because of me, wind started blowing. You know, like in life, like everywhere, like. Many times we go and, you know, there are flowers, and we say, ah, because of me, flowers are there. Like this is like very natural. Like naturally we feel so, that I'm so special, that really God is blowing wind for me, you know. God is really blossoming flowers for me. And we really feel so good about it. Like, you know, all of us feel and also feel good. So what says is asking, like if this, like if, I am left without this me, who is really looking for any excuse pro to me, you know, like anything, you know, like any incident happens, and if it is good, because of my good luck, you know, this is happening. And if it is bad, you know, we never say because of me, you know, it's because of somebody else. So, so here says he's saying like, you know, if this me is out of the mind, then somehow whatever is left, like some part of mind without me, that will be able to translate these currents passing by in that state, in that pond. देवदूत महाभाग कुत आगम्यते त्वया अधुना कुत्र गन्ता असि तत्सर्व कृपया वद. In that state, say the same that when the mind spends time, then somehow like a dialogue happens between the currents, like what is going on, and the mind. So saying, having spent time, suddenly kind of like a, using language that, you know, how are you, you know, where are you coming from, you know, like somehow actually, you know, language is not part of the, this realm. Like language is not there, but somehow kind of like understanding happens, you know, like somehow this acknowledgement or knowing happens, and knowing is relevant if I can put it into words, actually. And this is why he's using word, you know, the how are you kind of like. It's like somewhere, if I'm not able to put something into words, I don't feel that my understanding is relevant. Like, and many, many times, like, you know, the understanding or the knowing is so deep, and trying to find words for that is really difficult. And then maybe we can say the confidence, confidence, like the confidence part of me will question me, you know, what is that understanding good for, you know, if I cannot find a word, kind of, you know. So somehow, probably there like this human, you know, human side, and there is like this, like very, very deep, you know, whatever we can call, where understanding happens, and if there is no relation between them, like it's kind of like I'm questioned by me, you know, like somewhere, like I really don't feel confidence in that understanding, you know, although I know that, you know, that is perfectly right, but if I'm not able to speak about it, if I cannot put words together like around it. So similar thing like Sage here is saying, like probably he's kind of making it, you know, I will say that like somehow acknowledgement happen in a very different realm where words are not needed. But then kind of like he's making it up that asking this, the mind, how are you, you know, the flow, asking the mind, how are you? But this cannot be because there is like this direct kind of understanding, but to speak about it, certainly words will be used. So similarly, Sage is also saying that somehow this connection was made between them. Sadhu prashtam tvaya subhram yathavat kathayami te aristanemi rajarsi gatva rajyam sutai ve. And the mind speaks and saying that sadhu prashtam means because simplicity is asking. And if we really kind of try to imagine with our experiences, like we really look so simple, but we are not. Even when we ask questions, like, it's not simple question, you know. It's like, it's coming from some kind of like what we speak and what we mean, they are not same. Like the language, like probably, you know, language is like very polite, but energy is harsh, like kind of like, you know, like many times like we speak so politely. And because it's like so good that there are not so many people who really can feel the energy. So nobody feels the harshness. But, you know, there are people who really can feel this. And they know like how, you know, complex we are. Like so much complexity is going on with us. So this the mind is saying, you know, because question is coming from the simplicity. From the simplicity means, you know, the words and the energy, they are attuned. You know, there is no harshness in energy. There is no, probably we can use kind of like, you know, there will be like a cleverness, you know, like inside, we really recognize us like, you know, the most smart guy of the world. You know, I am, like inside I recognize me, I am the most smart guy of the world. And when I put the, like, words, I put, like, words as if I am, like, the most polite guy, you know. Like, so this is complex. Like, and so he's saying that actually, because, like, to the mind, that because this complexity is not in you, like, you know, like the energy and the words, they are attuned. And this is why I can answer you. Otherwise, kind of like a, actually, like, like generally, like if question is coming from the complexity, from this kind of place, you know, generally no answer is given, you know. Like generally this is good to really keep quiet. And here he's saying like, because it's not coming from this complex place, so I'm going to speak to you like how I am and from where I have been, you know, all this about. And another thing is saying, Toya Subhram. Also, also like coming from cleanliness, like also not like also not the tendency of like sopping around, you know. Also, like if we really look in us, we will find another tendency, which is like a kind of like, you know, like before sopping. Before shopping, like if you go to shop to buy something, like a kind of looking around, you know. Like many times, we are not clean enough. Like we really, just to check out, you know, like we really go around asking so that I can, you know, I can find the best. So he's saying like also this is not there, you know. Like because it's like it's coming from very, very clean place. And because these things are not, so I can also be direct. You know, like generally in like in this relation, like when in this shopping relation, say, like when I ask, you also know that, you know, I'm like I'm that kind of person, so you also speak in the same way, in the shopping way, kind of like you know, this whole complex like relation really grows on, and there is no end, kind of like, you know, this we see like. We have to be so careful. Why? Why? Because of this one reason. Because we are not straight. We are not in touch with us. So, like, even when somebody speaks truth, like it's like I think, you know, the person who speaks truth, that person is examined the most. You know, like the person who speaks lies, it's less examined than the person who speaks the truth, you know. So what happens, like people who really start, you know, kind of like really being straight, they really have to pay, I think, the most price of, because of us being complex, you know, because everyone, you know, like everyone really comes so around, you know, like from all directions, that like I think somehow also being straight really God gives like a lot of energy, you know. So that's how one can manage. Otherwise it's really difficult to, you know, to be straight. So here he's saying that actually like kind of speaking through this, but really referring how we are actually. And we never acknowledge that I'm also like this, you know, like I really am talking to people from the space of shopping, you know, kind of. So saying, because also you are very straight, so I'm going to answer you also straight.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping around.
So is the idea that you just kind of go shopping?
Yeah, like generally, you know, like, no, like what I was saying, like generally kind of like a, you know, we ask. And it feels like very kind of like hard, you know, conversation. But there is like somehow like we are so much twisted, you know, even in the heart. Like what I am trying to refer, like this twistedness, like somehow because of, you know, probably it could be also helpful, you know. I'm not saying that it, you know, maybe we can really like put off some cheatings with it, but also you know, I think also we really, by being suspicious, also we, another person also is suspicious about me. Kind of like, there can be a like whole different direct relation between us.
More genuine and honest one.
Yeah, more genuine and honest and loving.
So when you mean shocking, then is this the layers or something, the veneer? Like the layers?
By shopping, I mean like somehow we adapted, you know, like somewhere not to be straight. And that is unconsciously on.
Like the defense system.
Yeah, defense system, we can say.
Why is that shopping? I don't understand why that's shopping.
Because, you know, like that's what came, you know, like in that moment.
For me, like I've been shopping here. I've been lying down shopping. Uh-huh. As I go up to.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if that had something to do with it.
No, so like I really don't mean your shopping. Like my shopping is different than your shopping. Yeah. You know, like you know, this is how like the words are same.
No, but what I was thinking was, like, how do you get the best deal? You know, when you go shopping, like, you
try to get
the best deal. Is this not being straight?
Huh? What here he means, like really being straight, kind of like generally say, like what he's referring, like our relations are not straight, you know, like really not to the point. You know, like, you know, if I have to ask your, say, sleeping bag, you know. So like I will start, yeah, your green shirt, you know, looks very nice on you. And then talk about like your another thing. And at the end, you know, I will, you know, kind of. Yeah. So this, you know, I'm saying something. So saying that because you have asked me very straight, and this is why I'm going to speak to you, and I have been with a like Raj Rishi, it's like a somebody liberated being as king. Raj Rishi means like king, but having the soul of a sage. So now mind, like the mind is speaking to these currents about a king named Aristodemy, who is like liberated and living with his family. So somehow speaking, like earlier he promised that he will speak through a story. So now coming to the story, and like my watch is asking me not to start story, and instead of story, we can have some, if somebody has some questions, you know, something, like something to talk about, so we can have some time for that. Yeah, just Lenny ji, yes.
I had a lot of difficulty understanding what was going on, what the important things were about this. It seemed like a lot of different kinds of things. Types of talking about things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of
using things that you said.
So, you know, I think it's like what is being referred to is like very, very inner realm of our life. And because from there, you know, like, we can be seen as we are. Like, generally, like, we see ourselves very differently than what we are. And Sage is referring a place where we can see ourselves as we are. So, like, you know, seeing from there, we will be quite different in our own eyes than what we assume. So probably this is, you know, like it's little bit kind of like a, because like as long as you don't see from there, you are always right, because you really don't know that I am also like that. So then it's like really difficult to really follow him, because you know that I am the way I am. Like I'm really very straight. So probably this is why is difficulty.
Can you tell me what are the undercurrents? Is it something that belongs to the collective?
Yeah, collective. Lirinji?
Okay, so there's this realm inside of each person,
mm-hmm.
that is correct. We really don't know,
mm-hmm.
about this part of us, because our mind somehow sees us,
yeah.
as it does.
Yeah.
Is beyond our mind.
So, like, I didn't hear, like...
The mind does not understand that...
That realm, yes.
Realm.
Yeah. Mind does not understand that realm. Certainly.
And that's a spiritual realm beyond the mind.
Yeah, that is certainly beyond. Like, you know, like if mind was capable to understand life, like by now we will have known, you know, how life, you know, like how life is possible, you know. Like, you know, just like simple question, like if we can ask this question, like if mind has possibility to know the life, like by now, I think, you know, like we will have known the life or not.
Okay, so is there something in us that knows life?
Yeah, like, you know, that's what he was referring, like the mind, you know, not my mind. like, you know, some part of the mind, which is probably doesn't belong to me, that can have ability to know, like to go deeper. Yeah, you know, kind of like, you know, name, like I can say only, you know, part of mind.
Can we, is there any way that we can know that?
I think this is why we are here, you know, somehow. Like, this is what we are trying. Yeah, you know, yeah. I think that's how people have known it, about it, and kind of like somehow made us to find, like somehow we are moved by the knowledge of some people.
Do some enlightened people know that?
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm referring, you know, like people really going, you know, really going in and referring all these things.
Maybe that, I think it's difficult to understand because it is a realm beyond our normal thinking.
Yeah.
Right, so then it would... So this would be something that would know life itself for each person.
Yeah.
And that's also beyond our own thinking, too.
Yeah, you know, our thinking is like actually very small. We think that, you know, our thinking is all. Like, you know, if you remember, kind of, if you trace yourself back, and even in this body, there has been time that thinking was not there, but you were there, life was there. Like, you know, if you can like trace back and say your name was Lenny and your mother was calling you Lenny and you were listening but not acknowledging yourself as Lenny. Listening Lenny, not acknowledging yourself as Lenny. Also this time was there. Suddenly, like Lenny, you know, Lenny name was given by your parents. And there was like your mother whom you loved very much. She was calling you Lenny, Lenny. And you were also listening word Lenny, Lenny, but not really connecting with this word Lenny, that I'm Lenny. You know, like both were laughing. You were laughing, smiling at her. She was smiling at you. And not knowing that you are Lenny.
Does that mean if we accept dualism, Could we say that this is like a god.
This is
God, the Judeo-Christian concept, God.
Like the life?
Like what?
No, like what you are calling God?
This thing.
Whatever was listening?
Yes.
Yeah, without being learning?
I mean, the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, whatever, you know, we can easily call God, yes. Yeah. And that's why I always do you like this, because I know that you are God.
I mean, this brings a whole new realm.
You know, certainly, like, you know, it's like a whole new realm, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you. Yeah, so somebody here.
I didn't understand what you said before with the connection between, like, deeper experience and putting it into words. You said that.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like generally like the deep experiences, you know, like, you know, if you say, like, simply like, you know, yesterday, you know, you bought sweets and you said, like, you gave to me and said, yeah, this shop, this nice shop I found later. Mm-hmm. And like, if I ask, like, probably you would have tasted like both sweets. Probably, I guess. This is my guess. And one you found better than the other. And if I ask, you know, can you describe why one was better? You know, can you speak about, like, just simple experience? No, because, like, if I say, you know, like, you know, how you find it better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that is the, yeah, but also it could be that more fresh and doesn't taste same, kind of like, also could be possible. Yeah. So something like, you know, like what I'm trying to say, that the experiential life, you know, and words, they are not like very much kind of like together, you know, somehow, like, simple experiences to put into words is many times very difficult.
Yeah.
And the very, very deep experiences, you know, it's, like, really difficult.
But what do you mean, or what does this book mean
about?
About putting experiences into words?
Yeah, because they are trying. You know, it's very important, you know. Otherwise there is, like, you know, somebody having no connection to experience, how that person can be, you know, brought in meditation realm without words. It's very important.
You said important
to?
Important
to?
Like, for yourself or for myself,
mm-hmm.
to put what I experience in words,
mm-hmm.
would that be important?
You know, yeah,
like,
some... No, for own development is like, it doesn't mean, it's not so important. But to really, when you want to convey that, is very important. Kind of like somehow like all of them trying to find words, you know, and still, you know, still not being able to. Yeah, somebody, yeah. Okay, please.
I have a question about what was being asked before about the flow below.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying a part of your mind that is not attached to the ego, that's
yeah.
not about me.
Yeah.
I think you said good mind?
Yeah, like I was trying to, you know,
yeah.
kind of make a difference between mind and this mind, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the mind that can develop a transcript.
That can, yeah.
So for me, that probably has little or no awareness. Little or zero connection or awareness of this world. Were you suggesting that, or was the suggesting spending, trying to spend time in the flow, trying to cultivate this?
Trying to cultivate and also trying to spend time in that realm. Yeah.
And not worrying about collective mind?
Yeah. No. You know, like, that's what the, actually, the benefit of spiritual life is that we really, like some time, we really want to give some time to, you know, to this deeper life, so that if connections can be found from that.
How do you know if you've approached?
You know, I think like this question, like actually approaching and acknowledgement happens at the same time. Like you will not ask question that, you know, because there is no how before you approach. Once you approach, also there is no how because you know. Yeah. So probably how is not applied in this realm. Yeah. It's like more kind of like.
So that's what this week's been about for me. It's like this week has been about awareness, I think, as well.
Yeah. So awareness, yeah. We can say awareness. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, another thing I was trying to say that, like, it could be like felt seeing, you know, like where seeing happened. And also feeling happened at the same time. So there is no kind of like a like with only seeing, also there is like some doubt, you know. When with only feeling, also there is doubt. So if like seeing and feeling can be together somehow, so something like that.
It wouldn't just be awareness then, would it? It would also be, because the seeing is the understanding.
Yes, please.
Is there a way to cultivate this ego, this mind, be like the guided meditation that you did before, where we have our thoughts and we kind of widen that to a thought? Would that be sort of a tool?
Yeah, like that can be one of the, you know, but there will be like many, you know, so not to really kind of think that this is the only way. Yeah, you know. There can be like so many ways, but like we really have to feel the way, you know, for ourselves. Like there is not one way for everyone, because we really don't feel with one way, you know. Like our feelings are so unique. So that's why I say, you know, please keep on feeling for yourself what is good for you. Yes, please.
I wanted to ask two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you could remind me
Yeah, the text is like Yog Vasisht. Yeah, it's like the name of the book, it's Yog Vasisht.
Between this first part of translating the, the flow and the other idea which you talked about, which is that we often speak in a very complex way.
Yeah, because it's like what he was, like first thing, you know, like it's like very, very old book. And I think, you know, they were not able to find an editor, you know. So it's unedited book, you know. So it's like, you know, things are like here and there, certainly. And like the first thing, like he was saying, that kind of referring like about ourselves, that because he said like, because you are asking in a straight way, you know, it's very, very straight way, like your energy and your words are attuned. And this is why I'm going to speak. So like first place he was referring that in order to really be connected to these deep places, like this straightness is very important. And then and certainly like these books, you know, like they probably, you know, that those times, you know, they don't have even idea of editing, you know, editing. So certainly, yeah, this is difficulty. And the second question, please?
No, the second question is just the name of the book.
Ah, okay. Yes, Lenny.
First of all, this is kind of a technical question. Isn't this the same a book where Vasisht is teaching Wong?
Yeah, it's the same book.
That's
the book, yeah. Like where Vasisht is teaching Ram.
Who is teaching
Ram? Vasisht. Like he's the teacher and Ram is the disciple.
Why do you think that this is important for us and what can we do with it?
Because like actually like when I come here, like, you know, I can speak for me, like I really come to share, you know, these like deep experiences. You know, I don't know why you come to retreat. So probably like, you know, I'm going to, you know, go along with like why I come. And, you know, without caring why you come, because if I care why you come, probably I will not be able to share what I want to share. So, you know, there will be this gap, certainly, you know, kind of like, you know, I feel so, that because I really come here to share very, very deep experiences of life. And I'm going to go with me without caring about you.
What can I do with this?
Yeah, I think, you know, like probably, you know, like if I was in your place, you know, either I stop coming to retreat or I really seek something, you know, like probably, you know, like really do something, really try to seek, you know, some deeper things. So I can connect what is going on here.
Yeah. I try to do that.
Yeah, you know, like if I was you, I will do either I stop coming to retreats, you know, because it's not for me. Or I try to really kind of like listen, I try to, you know, to do something about it, you know, maybe like that's what I will do, you know, if I was you.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I can certainly put it in my conscious mind.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, that even to listen only, it's good enough. And, you know, it will certainly do something. So maybe some quiet moments.